Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. We want to thank you today for being there. You, I may not can see you, but I know you're there, and I thank God for you. But you know what? You have a chance today to give us a call wherever you are, you know, whatever you're listening, however you're listening. Call us at 347-857-3925, and we want to hear from you, you and you. We want to know what's going on in your life. We want to know what resolution you made for the new year, too. We'd like to know. And are you going to keep it? We thank God for that. We really is interested in how you feel. Do you have anybody we need to pray for in your life, or maybe you? You may be going through something. Call us at 347-857-3925 and let us know so that we can help you also. All right? And don't forget, though, you got to pray for me, too. Yes, yes, yes. We want you to pray also. All right, this day we're going to bring to you our own Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. We thanking you for this day, Lord Father, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father God. Father God, as we come before you, Lord Father God, we ask, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God, of any sin, Lord Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in action, Lord Father. Father God, as I hold and call each and every person, Lord Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord Father God. Father God, you know each and every one of them, Lord Father God, name by name, Lord Father God. You know what they need right now, Lord Father. Father God, they know they couldn't do it by themselves, Lord Father God. Father God, those that are in the hospital, Lord Father, we praying, Lord Father God, that those that don't know you, Lord Father, Father God, place someone, Lord Father God, by their bedside, Lord Father God, and lead them, Lord Father God, to you, Lord Father God. Knowing, Lord Father God, that you are a God of second chances, Lord Father. Father God, knowing that you are a merciful God, Lord Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord Father God, Gary Dunkley right now, Lord Father God. Touch his mind right now, Lord Father God. Touch his body right now, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, touch his family right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we hold to you, Marian Christian, Lord Father God. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to touch her, Lord Father God. Touch her family also, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for Norma, Lord Father. Sharon right now, Lord Father God. Touch them right now, Lord Father God. Father God, you know what they need, Lord Father God. They seeking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we hold to you Vianne, Marie Rhymes, Isaiah Williams, Jessica, Johnny Withers, Roosevelt Benjamin, Dylan Bryson, Jennifer Olivier, Victor Santos, Joanne, Stephen, Damon Thomas. Lord Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we pray also, Lord Father God, for Raymond Jr., Lord Father God, and Zoe Rose, Lord Father. Father God, continue to strengthen them, Lord Father God, as they grow, Lord Father God. Touch their immune system, Lord Father. Father God, touch their families, Lord Father God. Give them the strength, Lord Father God, that they need in you right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for those that lost loved ones, Lord Father God. Give them that peace, Lord Father, for you say you would not leave us comfortless, Lord Father God. Father God, those that don't know you, Lord Father God, Father God, at that time, Lord, let them, Lord Father, draw near to you, Lord Father God, and accept you, Lord Father God, as their Lord and Savior right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, for the people of Honduras right now, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for the family, Lord Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father God, in this day and time, Lord Father God, let the people cry out to you, Lord Father. Father God, we continue to pray, Lord Father God, for the Virgin Islands, Lord Father God, and Puerto Rico, Lord Father God. Father God, the Caribbean Islands, Lord Father God, that is even affected, Lord Father God, by the earthquake, Lord Father God. Father God, let them, Lord Father God, look to you, Lord Father God. Turn from their wicked ways, Lord Father. And Father God, pray like never before, Lord Father. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father. Father God, that you cover it, Lord Father, under the blood right now, Lord Father. We cancel all assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord Father God, to hinder it in any kind of way. The blood of Jesus is against it right now in the name of Jesus and render it null and void, Lord. Father God, touch our listeners, Lord Father God. Touch their ears right now, Lord Father God. Give them that ear, Lord Father God, to hear, Lord Father God, and that heart to receive. Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, bless them where they're at right now, Lord Father God. Father God, I ask, Lord Father God, that you decrease, Lord Father God, my apostle, Lord Father God, and deacon, Lord Father God, as Father God, you increase in them, Lord Father. And Father God, touch these listeners, Lord Father, those that don't know you, Lord Father God. Father God, give them, Lord Father God, that willingness, Lord Father God, to accept you, Lord Father God, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father God, I pray all this in Jesus' name. And to you listeners today, all you have to do is press the one button today. If you don't know Christ and you want to get to know him today and accept him in your life, all you do is just press one and we will lead you to him. Apostle Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you get that? My. We trust that the Lord is touching you right now to make changes in your life. You know, everyone has something they've got to drop off right now. Drop it off right now. Take all of it off right now in the name of Jesus. Now listen, this is your time. Call us at 347-857-3925. You know, and let us just chat with you a little bit. We don't mind, you know. Now, if you get crazy now, we're going to cut you off. Let me just tell you that right now. Amen. But anything reasonable and, you know, and all, we will talk. This is time to talk about it. We'll try to talk with you about it sensibly, of course. Amen. Intelligently, of course. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me give you my little word for today, okay? And it goes as thus. God gives us the ingredients for our daily bread, but he expects us to do the baking. Okay. God gives us the ingredients for our daily bread, but he expects us to do the baking. You want your cake and eat it too, huh? And you know, that is a saying that we have today. You know, you want your cake and eat it too. We're still trying to figure that one out, okay? How you going to do both? Oh, my. Find out that riddle. Call us, 347-857-3925. You can still give us a call if you will, all right? Yeah. Praise God. We thank God today for the rain that's coming down of another rainy day. We expect it to be cold again here, too. And remember to pray for those countries, islands, and what have you that are going through such difficulties in weather, in their weather situations, and so many things that are happening there. Don't be selfish. Don't forget to pray for somebody else's country, home, or what have you, too. Yes. Now, all right? Now, just have compassion and love, because you want somebody to pray for yours, don't you?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Your neighborhood, too, don't you?
Amen.
Oh, yes, you do, because there are some things going on today which God is regulating. God is doing it. We don't have anything to do with it, you know. So I know I don't. my. But so now pray for them, okay, because they may be in worse shape than you are. Do you get the picture?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. We thank God for Deacon Mike here with the skin today. Today is Wednesday,
yeah.
And we thank God for him being with us. Praise God. And we want you to know, we ask him that you say a prayer for Pastor Sharon also. Praise God. And we thank God for you also. Pray for her. You know what? I'd like for you to pray for the Neverson sisters. All five of those sisters, would you pray for them? Now, you say, well, what about them? Just pray for them, okay?
Amen.
We'll call it an unspoken request that I'm requesting that you pray for them. They need your help today. Mm-hmm. And we want to pray for you, too. Yeah, we'll pray for you, you and your sisters, your brothers, your aunt, your uncle, mother, father, whoever. We'll pray for them, all right? Mm-hmm. Well, I was just thinking today, what do we want to talk about today? My. Yeah, isn't that what they say with the Campbell suit? Ah, that's good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. You know, I was tossing around a few things and trying to just, you know, I'm waiting for God to give a word. This is what I'd be waiting for, okay? And I don't just want to give anything.
Come on now.
I wanted to find some fertile ground, because when you get it, I want to see it grow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Grow in you. All right. Let's start in Genesis. 30th chapter, we're going to start reading it, and many of you may be familiar with that, okay? You may be familiar with that, all right? And we will start at around the 37th, let's see, I was going to start at the 37th verse, but let me go up a little further and talk about 11. We'll talk about Levin. You know, is a man that used another man, okay? And this is what he done. This is what Jacob did. Jacob did, and Levin did, and all this. And they had a thing going on here, you know. And this is life in the raw, okay? This is really the way today a lot of people do these things, huh? And we'll just start up a little. We don't want to take all day to read this here and tell you about this, you know. So Jacob had got tired of what Laban had done to him, you know, and he took it 14 years or so. He took all that his father-in-law did to him, you know. And so I believe, when you read the story, you'll find out that God say, listen, it's time now to make a change.
Come on.
Okay? It's time. See, God is not going to let you stay in mess but so long. Hmm? He's not going to allow people to do you wrong, but so long.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. See, you get tired, but God, when he gets tired, he do something. See, you don't know what to do or how to do it. You know, you say, I'm going to pay him back. But see, God don't do it that way. He just let them go and think they safe. They think that I don't have to do anything. I do what I want to people. You can't do what you want to people, you see. Now, even though he got the wrong wife, he didn't got the wife he had wanted in the beginning. He didn't have it, but he had to take it because that was the law of the land at the time, you see. So Jacob got one wife, and he wanted another one, and his father-in-law, you know, fooled him, okay, lied to him. Let's just put it this way, just lied to him. And so let me tell you, and the 27th verse, we'll start there. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor all in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned. Now, this is what he learned through his experience. This is what he said. By experience that the Lord had blessed me for thy sake. Now, when my man come and say, listen, I'm getting my wife, my children, and I'm finna get up out of here. You know, say, this been going on long enough. He told him he was getting ready to leave, okay? But Levin tried to be smart. You know how some people are, trying to be smart. You know, the Lord had blessed me for thy sake. I learned this from experience. You've heard people tell you, say, I learned this. Hmm? And they ain't learned nothing. They coming up with another scheme. Hmm? That's all they doing. They coming up with another scheme. You have to watch out for how people say things and what they say. And then he said, appoint me thy wages and I will give it. So now he ain't paid the man all this time, you know, all these years. Now all of a sudden he told me, appoint your wages. Tell me what you want. Now, okay, this is what he's saying. Now, you will say, oh, man, I'm finally going to get paid, wouldn't you? This is what you would say, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. And then he said, the Bible said, and he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee and how the cattle was with me. Oh, he buttered him up good, right? For it was little which thou had before I came, this is what Jacob is saying, and it is now increased unto a multitude, and the Lord had blessed thee since my coming. But now when shall I provide for my own house also? See, I need to take care of my own house. Hmm? Now I got this wife, these wives, and I got all these children. Say, when am I going to have my own stuff so I can bless my house? Now I'm blessed yours. Now listen here, my house need blessing. And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. So now they're into deal making. They're making deals, right? Now, you know, a lot of times we hassle back and forth and we want to make deals of sort that we think, but do you consult God when you make these deals? Is God in it, huh? Have you a choice in the matter? Okay, so he set up something God had put in his heart. He said, I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle. Now, y'all heard that story many times, haven't you? And all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So now, he knew that Laban had this thing. He wanted the best of the best. So, listen, God is good. When God is working, honey, in your behalf, I don't care how the enemy try to finagle and try to take from you and use you and everything, honey, God going to bring you out on top every time. Do you hear what I'm saying? He going to bring you out every time. And he began to talk to him. He was going to get the worstest of cattle and everything speckled and spotted and that my man Levin didn't want, you see. He said, that'll be my high. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking to take away from you anything that you've got since I've been here, but I'm letting you keep it, okay? You see, oh, that just frustrates the devil, don't it? If you make a proposition like that, he going to say you done lost your mind. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. You know that's how the devil will. He think he got you over barrel, don't he? Mm-hmm. So he says, so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep. That shall be counted stolen with me. If I got anything that look outside of these spotted and speckled ones, you can say I stole them. Okay? He said, that is the righteousness is in me. I'm making this agreement with you, this covenant with you now. Now, don't back out now. See, I'm making it. See, our problem is we make these people, and these people don't have righteousness in them. And because they don't have righteousness in them, they will not keep their word. You know that. You done had that experience so many times. But see, then you allow these things to get into your spirit. And when these things get into your spirit, then you lose control. Uh-huh, yes we do. Every one of us done lost control one way or another because somebody done lied to us. Okay, but I found out you don't have to lose control in these situations, because you should always remember God got your back. You should remember what God has spoken to you. Say, now, God, you told me to take these spotted and speckles and brown ones and everyone that looked at like something was wrong with them. And so God tell you to do that for a reason. Because what is he finna do? He's finna work a miracle. I guarantee you he's about to work a miracle in your life right now. You may have, somebody may have took all your money. Somebody may took your husband or your wife or your children or whatever you lost, your car, your house or land or whatever, because people will take stuff from you and think they doing God a service.
Come on.
Huh? But I'm here to tell you, what are you seeing here? Can you see in this story here with Jacob and Levin? Can you see? Now, my man been working for this, working for his father-in-law for 14 years or so. He been working, working, working. First he lied to him, then he lied to him again. Then he, now he trying to manipulate him right again. People are always somebody. There's a devilish person somewhere in our lies will always try to manipulate you and control you. You know, because let me tell you, that Jezebel spirit is on the rampage. You see what I'm saying? That's always trying to control somebody. It's, you know, it doesn't matter what situation it is, they're going to still try and control you. Because that is the devil's job, is to keep you from accomplishing whatever God has put in your heart to accomplish, or ever, we can put it this way, of your destiny. He's always coming up with something to keep you from finishing the course that God has given you. And you know what we do? We mostly fall in it. We fall in it every time, don't we? Every time we will fall in that same pit, because somehow we allow that human part of us to take control. And when it takes control, we don't consult God in the manner. We do not consult God in the manner. And I'm wondering, why can't you consult God in it? You say, well, why should I ask God? God, should I get this or that? Or should I go here or there? Or should I do this or that? Why can't you consult God in these matters? He's the same God that saved you. Huh? When he saved you, he's concerned about your welfare. If he supply your daily bread, let me tell you, daily bread, he'll give it to you. Why isn't he not concerned about your headache? Why isn't he concerned about who you owe, who owe you? Why isn't he concerned about what house you live in, or what car you drive, or what clothes you should wear? He's the same God. He's still concerned. This is why he tells you to take the limit off of him, because he's going to take care of everything in your life if you allow him to. But it's you. What are you seeing? What are you looking at? Here Jacob is. He got a plan. Here God gave him a plan. And so he told Laban, and he told Laban, and Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. I hope you do just what you say. See, he was figuring him to be just like him, you know, a manipulator, the great manipulator, you know, always trying to take other people's stuff. You've seen them kind of people, don't you? They'll never want their stuff. They won't take everybody else's stuff. He's always trying to take somebody else's stuff. And this is what he say. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-streaked and spotted. And all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted. And everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his son. Now, he took all of that. Huh? He took what you don't like. What you don't want. Would you have done that? Would you have taken that? No, you say, I want the best of the best. Well, that's good, but at certain times, things are not as it should be for you, and you should do what God say. Say, look, you take that, and I'm going to show you a miracle. I'll leave that alone. Let me tell you, so many people owe me money. You know, if I had some, I'd be well off, you know. I would be well off if I had what the people owe me and have taken from me. You hear what I'm saying? But I didn't have revenge. I didn't get revenge on them. What I did was I said, okay, God, I'm leaving these people in your hand. You take care of them because I know you can take care of me. You can see that I will always have what I need. Faith makes it possible for me to have what I need, no matter if you think I got the ring streak spotted, she-goats in my life, speckled and spotted whatever in my life. I got a raggedy-looking house right now. I remember I had a car so raggedy, I had to put oil in it every time I go down the street. That's how raggedy it was. And I rode it, and I kept a box of oil in the car. So when I get to destination, to get back, I had to put some more oil in it, pour oil in it. I kept pouring oil in there, you know. And I said, God, when am I going to get to the point where I won't have to have this here? You know, you keep asking and keep asking. You're standing on the word of God. Now, I don't know the purpose of it, why I had to have that car, why God made it possible for somebody to give it to me, because somebody gave it to me, okay? You say, you mean that's the best they could do? Well, that's what they gave me, and I took it because I didn't have nothing at the time. Do you see what I'm saying? And I did drive it until God could bless me with a better car, a car that I could get somewhere with and didn't have to keep a case of oil in it all the time. You see, and that's like something speckled and rain streaked and, you know, brown and, oh my God, don't look rusty, you know, it's rusted and all that. See, sometimes you have these things to see what you're going to do. You're going to still serve God even though you don't have what you think you ought to have. Or like we say, most preachers always telling everybody, well, if God ain't blessing you and you ain't got a brand new car and you ain't got a mansion living in a mansion and everything, then you ain't serving God. He didn't tell me that in the book. He didn't say that in the book. It's possible for me to get these things through process of elimination. It's possible for us to get these things, but don't set your salvation on these things. See? I had to go through a hard time to get where I am even right now, living for 3.5 years on a terrazzo floor. And that ain't nothing pleasant. See? That's how I had to live. I was mad with God, just like you probably get mad with God. I was mad with God. Wonder why, Lord, I'm serving you. I ain't doing this here, and I ain't doing none of this stuff I used to do. And, you know, crying out to God, tears of nothing, because he wasn't even hearing me. I had to go through that. He said, yea, though you go through the valley of the shadow of death. Do you hear me? I was going through the shadows and valleys and the wilderness and anything else you want to call it, I was going through it. I had stopped for a while and complained. Okay? I complained that this Lebanon in my life had mistreated me, had abused me and took everything from me. Yes, mad. See, Jacob didn't get mad with Lebanon. After all he'd done, because he know he had done the same thing to his brother. You see what I'm saying? See, sometimes you get paid back for what you done to others. You didn't hear that part, did you? I know you did. See, so he took and he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's stock. He still did what he was supposed to do. See, regardless of what's happening in our lives, let me tell you, you still got to do what you're supposed to do, what God called you to do. Don't renege on what you promised you were going to do just because you're a little upset.
Come on now.
See, we get upset over stuff, and then we want to stop doing what we promised we was going to do, you know, for God. God, I'm going to be here, and I'm going to help this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to feed the hungry, and I'm going to, you know, you're going to do so much. But when you get mad, you don't want to do it. See? We have an image in our head of God don't mind if I get mad. No, he didn't. He say, be angry and sin not. That's what he say. Now, when you get angry, you ain't got to get sin and make somebody else pay for your madness. You see, now, I've seen this so many times. It's happened to me a lot of times, and I had to learn to control myself, to bring myself into subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what I had to do. And when you bring yourself into in his subjection and he begin to be a control of your life instead of you controlling it, instead of you allowing someone else to control it, you allow Jesus Christ to control it. When he controls it, he makes a way out of nowhere because that's what he promised to do. We have these images in our heads a lot of times because we want to do what we want to do, and we think God is us. God ain't like you. I'm so glad about that. Because we all be in hell. If God was like us, we'd all go to hell. That's where we'd send everybody and ourselves too. But I'm so glad he's merciful and kind and long-suffering. Even when we don't do right, he's long-suffering. See, look how long he allowed Laban to do Jacob the way he did it. See how long he let him do it? But oh, there came that time when the things got turned around. In the 37th verse, let me tell you, Jacob took him rods of green polar and of the hazel and chestnut tree and pulled white streaks in them, piled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the, now that's, isn't that a genius? Isn't that smart? Using wisdom, everything that God had given him, now he's using it. And he set the rods which he had pulled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. My God, do you see the miracle is about to take place? Can you see a miracle about to take place in your life? Can you see it? Let me tell you, if I want to use a subject, I would use a subject, the sight of the mind, the sight of the mind. That's what I would use today. You, what you're seeing, huh, with your mind's eye. You don't really see it with your eyes, but in your mind's eye, that faith eye, you are looking at it, and you're about to do what created it. And when you begin to work with what God is giving you, your thought patterns change. And when your thought patterns begin to change, God takes what you do have already and put it together to perform a miracle.
Come on, Apostle.
Did you get it? Did you get it? I sure hope you got it today. See, that's why he began to strip the trees and the woods and the bushes and everything, and he was taking it before these cattle, these speckled, spotted, and messed up cattle and everything, and God was giving him the way to see a miracle to perform in his life and to make his way prosperous and make a way for him to be wealthy. See, it only takes one little idea. It doesn't take a whole lot. People think, well, it's got to be a whole lot of this and a whole lot of this. It don't take but one good idea that God has given you. And when God gives you that idea, he works it out. If you can see it, what did he tell Jeremiah? He said, what do you see? What is happening here to Jacob? He seen something in his mind's eye. See? It wasn't about what he could just really see. He didn't see it actually, but faith in his mind was doing what? Performing. Because God was at the helm. You see? And the Bible says, and Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks forward toward the rain streak and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not unto Laban's cattle. He separated everything. Are you separating stuff today? Separate what you think from what God wants you to think. Separate yourself right now from the enemy that is come against you, trying to turn you around, trying to take what you already have away. You know, when you get ahead and you start getting blessed, the devil come up with every kind of thing in the world to do what? Make you lose it all. Why would you want to give in to him? Did you see Jacob giving in to Laban and his manipulations? He let him do so long until God said, it's time now for you to get your own. Now, if you got your own, if you're a person that God has blessed, and the devil keep talking in your ear, why are you allowing him to do that?
Come on now.
Why are you allowing him to blind you? God has given you a mind sight. Hear what I say. God has given you a mind sight to see ahead what you can achieve. Come on now. See, he's given that to you. Why would you want now the devil to blind you while listening to him in all his dark ways, his dark thoughts? We think when we look at one thing, it looks like it's so good. Oh, the devil said this, the devil said that. You ain't going to tell me the devil said it. You're going to tell me God said it. But the evidence proved that it's the devil that's at work, because you are doing what? Going along with him, and therefore you trying to lose everything that God's already gave you. Hello, somebody. Do you see many people that do that? They mess around and listen to what the devil tell you. You know, you should do this and you should do that. And, oh, I'm mad about that. And, oh, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. Did God say for you to do it like that? Have you consulted him? What else is in your mind? What are you thinking about? What are you feeling? See? What are you thinking? See, your mind, you know what people tell you, your mind play tricks on you. Sometimes your mind play tricks on you. You say, well, I'm well, I'm doing well, and you ain't doing well at all. Okay? What are you doing? Deceiving your own self. God is telling you now, look at here, put this up here. I'm finna show you a miracle. And he worked a miracle. And the Bible says, and it came to pass whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle. See, he laid them before the eyes of the cattle, because what did he see? He conceived. Because the mind's eye brought it into effect. Did you get the picture? The mind's eye brought it into effect, see? Now, what you focus on today? Are you focused on the wrong people done you, or are you focusing on what God say is yours, what's already yours?
Come on now.
What God gave you. Focus on what he's already given you. See, our problem is we take our eyes off what God already gave us, and we say, well, what this here, they did this, and forget them and they. Who is they anyway? They don't know who they is anyhow, do you see? But focus your eyes on what God has already given you. God gave Jacob this, and he focused his eyes on the cattle in the gutter, and that they might conceive among the rods. So they had to conceive what he had placed in front of it. When he stripped those rods and he put those things in front of them, what else could you come forth with? What can you conceive right now? What are you conceiving? You don't want no salvation? You don't want Jesus, the word of God, before you about salvation, and you, I don't want to do that. You talking about sacrifice and stuff. Well, everything takes sacrifice. A rich man have to sacrifice his family to get rich. Why you think so many of them be divorced? Well, he don't spend no time with me. Well, what you want, the money or the man? Which one you want? You want the man to make the money, so leave him alone, let him make the money, and stop complaining. I know you don't like that. I know you don't like that, but it's only truth. It's truth, okay? Why would you go marry a man that's a movie star or rock star or whatever you want to call it, anything, a man in the public eye? You know the man going to be away from home, but you want to spend the money. You want to live lavishly. You want to have the best car, best clothes, best of everything. Do you see? That is what you see in your mind. Is you living that type of life? So why are you complaining then? Well, I don't see you enough. Well, I'm sorry about that. Okay? I told a person one time they had married somebody that worked in the movie business, and they went to complaining. I said, didn't you know the man had the job when you met him? Don't you want a man with a job, not a man that ain't got no job? I want him with me. I said, you can't have both, so make up your mind what you want. And the person was a famous person, too, a well-known person, you know. He had a good job, making some good money, and they want to take him out and want him in church with them, you see. But that's wrong, because you know they had that job when you met them. See, now, you should have thought about that then, or y'all should have talked about it, either way you want to do, and then not get married. That would been the best thing, right? See, our eyes tell us we want certain things of certain people. You don't know whether they're good for you or not. You don't know if it's God's will or not because you didn't ask him. See? But that mind tell you, oh, he looks good. Oh, she looks good. And you can't control that person. Why you want to control them person anyway? Because God gives each person a self-will. They have their self-will, their own will. Huh? You can't make them. I know you say, I can make them. I go get me some roots.
Come on, Apostle, come on.
And then you want to try to make, but it ain't real. It ain't going to last no longer than your roots last. Your roots die out, then you got to go buy some more. You see? That ain't God doing that. That's you trying to control that person. You can't do that. Why don't you quit that and just get who God told you to get, you know? Oh, my. I better leave you alone before you get mad, huh? My God. But this is what he said. Listen to this. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feebler were leavened and the stronger Jacob. Ha! Huh? My God, God switched that thing around. Now, you think God can't switch it for you? Huh? What is your mind sight seeing? What do you focus on? Are you focused on because it looks like everything has gone wrong in your life and all you can do is focus on that? Change what you see right now. I want you to change what you see right now. Huh? Talk to yourself. Say, I will erase these images from my mind sight. Talk to yourself now. I'm going to do it now. Don't wait, because if you wait, you're going to be right back in the same place you were in before. I want you to change it now. It's in your hands, huh? You have the power in your hands. Okay? Now, let me tell you, you can either drink in what I just said, and then feel full, or you can go empty. Now, which one you want to do? You can be Lebanon's bunch of cattle, or you can be Jacob's, nice and strong, pretty. I don't mind a brown cow, do you? I don't mind a brown and white cow. He's give the same color meat. And the same color milk.
Same milk and cheese.
Don't they make cheese out of them too? Somewhere from out that milk? Some, huh?
Yeah.
All of it come out to be the same color, so it don't matter. Okay? You getting all hooked up over, I ain't got my little 10 cents. He owe me 10 cents. You know, hey, some people get crazy over 5 cents.
Yeah.
That is nothing to me. You owe me 5 cents? Well, good. Okay? That mean I'll never be broke, long as you owe me.
Come on. Okay. Money coming in.
It's coming in one of these days. You say, this is, I mean, you've got to change your. your way of thinking. See, I had somebody, you know, take me for, you know, $100,000+, and I ain't get a dime of it. That hurt. And the house, too. The money and the house. You see what I'm saying? Didn't have no car either. They took everything. Do you hear me? I did, just like you. I would love for to pay them for it.
Let it go.
But I had, you know, do you know it took me years to let that go?
Yeah,
I had to do some praying and fasting for myself to let it go. Let stuff go because it can be replaced. Money can be replaced too. But my soul can't if I lose it. Do you see what I'm saying? It was hard. It hurt. It makes you mad. But let it go. It ain't worth it. You know, it's not worth it. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can always get other stuff. You don't kill yourself over this stuff. You don't lose friendships with other people over stuff. You don't get mad with the world. What you don't get mad with the world for? It wasn't them. See? It's what you, what is your subconscious telling you? What is your subconscious doing? What is it doing? Just gathering up unnecessary data. That's all it's doing. Gathering up stuff that ain't worth nothing.
That's right.
And filling your mind full of unnecessary junk. You can't think. You get a headache. And your eyes, you can't hardly see. And everything go wrong in your body because of what? You carrying around unnecessary data in your mind. But your eyesight should be focused on God. Who do what? Give you unlimited resources. See, what happened with him? He had unlimited resources, didn't he? Did he not? Unlimited resources. Jacob came up, he got there with nothing, but he ended up with unlimited resources, even though the process was painful. See, I know right now, some of you, the process is painful, what you're going through. Oh, I know you don't like it, but who do? But no pain, no gain. Isn't that the way it goes? Gain is out of pain. Success come out of that pain. Success come out of you being processed through pain. Did you get it? And that pain brings more power in your life. Do you get it? Pressurize to receive power. You cook in a pressure cooker, right? So that food is pressurized, is it not? But when it come out, it's well cooked, isn't it? So when you come out that pressurized pot, you well cooked. You just what God wants you to be. You've been processed very well. You processed so good to what happened? To God say, look at my child. Have you tried that, my child, Satan? Did you try him? He put you on a test, don't he? Try my son. Try my daughter. You done been through all kind of hell, you know? And you say, Lord, I can't stand it no longer. I can't take it no. Yes, you can. He don't put no more on you than you can bear. Isn't that what he said? Well, believe it today. Because God will not put no more on you than what you can bear. Let me tell you something. If you can see it today with your mind's eye, let me tell you something about the squirrel and the snake. Let me tell you about that, okay? Now, by nature, a squirrel runs fast, don't he? Oh, he can get up and get out, can't he? But the snake cannot move as fast to catch the squirrel. But if the snake is in a tree and the squirrel catches the eye of the snake, let me tell you what happened. The squirrel will run in circles, and he don't even know why he's running in circles. Now, what's happening? Listen at the mind's eye now. Listen at the mind's eye. Mm-hmm. The eye of the snake, the squirrel run in circles and not know why. But this is what happened. He wants to get away. The squirrel want to get away, right? But he can't. Why can't he? Because the greater mind, the greater mind that has paid the price, that means the snake, he knows how to get his dinner. He do what? Focus. Did you hear what I'm saying? Focus on what you want. Focus on it. Don't turn just because the squirrel going in circles don't mean nothing, but you keep focus on it. If that's what you want, keep focus on it. What do you want? Make up in your mind first, Lonzo, what you want. Because you don't know what you want, hardly do you. Half of the time, yes, but what do you want? You go in the iron. You don't know what you want. But see, the snake knew it wanted that squirrel because he said, I'm going to get you. So he had the greater mind. See, squirrel want to get away, but he can't because them eyes was on him. It was on him. I'm going to get this. What happened? When your eyes are on something that you want, you will do whatever it takes necessary to get it. You know how when women and men coating, the woman, she buy all kind of hair and eyelashes and hips and everything, trying to look good to catch that man. And she want him to do what? Focus on her, don't he? Don't she? Same thing with the man. He looked good, got good manners and everything right then. Talk sweet nothings to her, bring candy and everything else, take her out and, you know, wine and dine her. He do everything. He keep focus on that because he wants to get her and she wants to get him. Do you see? Focusing on it. What does it take to get it? You want to walk in greater paths with God, you know you got to go through your trials and tribulations. You know that that's the only way you're going to make it is go through them trials and tribulations. And you say, but, you know, I got a headache. No, you got a headache. That's okay. It'll go away. Because what's happening now? You're now conceiving the debtor to do what? To turn things around in your life. Turn your life completely around. Make that 360-degree turn right now. Do it right now.
Amen.
That's all you got to do. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it now because God got unlimited resources for you. He's an unlimited God. He said, why do you limit the God of Israel? In other words, I own everything. Everything I have, I've given to you. So what are you going about like you crazy? You don't know what is what or what I should want or what I should get or am I going to get it? He say, if two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. Have faith in him. He say, what? Have faith in God. Put your faith in God, not in man, but give it into God. Moves on man to give you what you need. I remember I used to think about this. There's a prophet or evangelist or whatever he was. He came to the church and he said that, I'm praying for money to give. And I'm saying, okay, what about to live with? Okay. And he was constantly praying for money to give. To have money to give. And I thought it was very strange. You know, I said, well, why is he doing that? He wants to be a blessing to other people because if he be a blessing to other people, God is definitely going to bless him. He was sure God was going to bless him when he blessed all of us. It took me a while to get the concept there. Do you see what I'm saying? My mind didn't think about that. I was only thinking about what I had lost. Okay? So I had to rethink myself. I had to do like Jeremiah. What you see? And you don't know what you see, but your mind eye say, well, I see an almond tree. You saw well. That is what you're going to get. I'm going to hasten to perform that which you see. If your mind can set on something, you know, and to be a blessing to others and also to be prosperous and all successful or whatever the case may be, if your mind is set on that and you will not change around, turn around and not be focused on it and how to get it the right way, it will happen. I don't worry about how many people in the church, because I know God can. He said, "Well, two or three gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst." Now, if He's in the midst, He gonna make a way. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. I have stuff and do things just like any mega church do. Huh? You just step out on His word. Focus on Him and His word. Is it time, God, to do this? If He say yes, go ahead. Huh? Because something good is about to happen. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Something good is about to happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. We just having a time with your mind sight today. This is what you're having a time with it. I want to know where your eyes are today. Where are your eyes? What's got your attention? What's got your attention? Huh? Is the power flowing with what you're seeing? Do you believe that it will? You know, you should answer these questions. Will you believe it? Because, listen, the snake focused on what he wanted. All right? And now God gave you that mindset to do what? You're much better than that snake. He gave you a mind today and his word. Believe on his word and you shall prosper. Believe on the prophet's word and you shall prosper. Huh? That's still the word of God that you believe on. Is it right? Come on now. Think about it. God-given power. Huh? God-given power makes the mind flow. And when it flows to where you need it to go. Look at it. He said he'll hasten to perform it. Look at it right now. What you want God to do? Won't you save somebody in your family? Ask God right now to save them. Right now, hear me? Ask God. This is what you do today. Ask God to save them. You know, we're going to agree with you. We will agree with you. Yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. We will agree with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're going to let... Deacon Michael has something to say here before we go any further.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that wonderful word. But you know, I was sitting here and I was thinking about that change, what she was talking about. I was thinking about when you put in your mind to make something happen in your life. When you put in your mind to change what's going on. You know, because see, I thought about this for a while, about in my life back, and you know, I'm just gonna reverse a little bit. In the past, I was thinking about how did I come to this change? Where have I came from? Okay, I look back and I say, where was I 20 years ago? Let's just say 1997. Where was I at? Was I in the Lord? Was I in the Lord at the time? What was going on in my mind? You know, when she was talking about how do you change your mind, and when you change your mind, you change your outcome of things. And so the thing, what I was thinking about was I was working and stuff like that, trying to support my family and all of this. But then the next year things would stop because of the fact of the matter is like this. The problem was I had stepped out of church. I had stepped out of the will of God. See, and that was a mind thing. And that's the way the devil had you. He had you fooled that you can do better without him. You know, but it was things that came in that made an interference. It's just like if you was playing ball or something, interference. If you were playing ball or something, you're traveling or whatever. It's always something that's going to come in the side of you, and it's always going to come, and it's going to disturb you, and it's going to get you out of the will of God. See, a lot of things come by that if we don't stand up and have a mind change, we wouldn't know what we're doing. But if you stay in with God and stay in the will of God, you'll know. Now, see, the thing, what I'm trying to say here is this. God brought me a long way. God brought me through things like my life was going like going through a minefield. You know, I step here, it's wrong and explodes. I step there, it's wrong and explodes. You know, after getting blowed up a few times, you should learn that you're making the wrong moves. Your mind should tell you you're going in the wrong direction. It should tell you. But the devil keep telling you, no, it's better on that side. No, you need to go here. No, you need to go there. See, when you're listening to the wrong thing and the wrong people who are in the wrong things, that's when you run into trouble. See, listen, that's the devil's job, is to pull you out of the will of God. That's his job. He already got the sinners. His job is to pull you out. His job is to get you out of your mind and out of your rest and to put the mind of doubt in you. See, where a lot of Christians run the problem is they run the problem with doubt. They run the problems with fear. For what we don't know, is sometimes it's monetary. Sometimes it's about things. See, I too have lost everything. Still ain't got nothing. But it don't bother me. But yeah, I have Jesus. But I'm just saying that this is what you call things that belong to you. I have a few pieces of clothes and stuff like that. Yes, true enough. You know, and people can tell you I like watches. You know, like that. Now I have a couple, but I have a whole lot of ones that's broken now. But it's okay. I still got some watches. I can still look at them. That's about all I can do. And say, what could it be? You know, but the thing about it is the Spirit has a way of soothing you if you let it. We don't let it. We interfere with our own lives and our own minds. We want things instead of spiritual. See, we got to learn to get down with the Holy Spirit, to get down with God. See, we can't run around here, as I said last week, all willy-nilly. See, we as a person, as people, need to understand that God is always going to be on our side if we let him and if we listen. Now, as Apostle was reading the story about Laban and Jacob and how Laban was conning Jacob, see, all of us have ran into people like that in our time. Let's not joke ourselves and kid ourselves. It's even been family members. It's been friends. It's been some type of associate. It's all, even the stores calling us to buy things that we don't need. These commercials and stuff, you know, they done calling us. Once we get it home, we find out it don't do what it's supposed to do. We were conned. You understand? We even buy different foods. We get it home and taste it. Don't like it. We were conned. You understand? Because everybody has ran into a Laban some kind of way, some kind of how. This is what we got to do. Now, what do we do about that? Some of us say, I'm going to get revenge. No. Let God handle it. You know, and I was talking to my friend the other day, and yesterday, matter of fact, and he was telling me about these people who had did him wrong. And I say, well, I told you, you don't have to do nothing. Let God handle it. Then he calls me yesterday and tell me that these people are living out of car now. I say, I told you God was going to handle it. But you understand what I'm saying? Let God handle it. God will fight your battles.
Every time,
let God get the victory. You don't need it. Let God handle it. And, you know, he told me, he said, you know you was right. I said, yeah, I told you. Just let God handle it. But anyway, these people called him and asked him for to loan them some money. To say, well, I know I already owe you, but can you feel it in your heart to forgive me and loan me some more? Because we living in the car. So, you know, the thing about it is this here. God will always fight your battle if you let him. You can't win it. Let God get the victory for what has been done. Let God get the victory for what's going on. See, God had to pull me up by my britches and let me know that it's his victory, not mine. It's him that controls life that's in me. It's him that controls the patterns that I step. The problem is I was so thick-headed and pig-headed, I was stepping the opposite direction. I was stepping here and there instead of going there, you know, where the Spirit was leading me. But, you know, it's strange when you look back and you see these things. It's strange when you look back to see where you've come from. See, I can take it in 3-year increments or 4-year increments and say, this is where I was then and this is where I want to be now. This is where I want to be in the Lord here and this is when I want to be in the Lord now. See, because of the fact of the matter is, I measure myself by where was I yesterday compared to today. How do I see yesterday from today? See, and it's interesting to see that do you spend enough time with God? Do you take at least 10 minutes out the day just to talk to him, just to talk to the Spirit, at least 10 minutes? You can do that. I know you can. I do it, you know. I don't realize I'm doing it sometimes it's longer, but I do. But I thank God for it because it gives me a little sanity. You know, because a lot of us go off the rails because things happen around you and you some see. Oh, let me put you this way. Sometimes we analyze too much. Sometimes we think too much and analyze too much to just let God have his will and his way. We want to analyze what God's doing for us. Just stop your mind and let God handle it. Just stop your mind and let God do what he has to do for you. If you want to be fixed, if you want to be straight, if you want to get in the good graces of God, let him do it. Don't you try to do it, because that's where we run into problems. Because we can handle anything. Without God, you can't handle nothing. Trust me. Been there, done that. But God will make sure he has things for you. God will make sure that he's going to give you what you need and your desires. But he's only going to give you what you need. Not what you don't need, what you need. He's going to fight your battles. He's going to give you what you need. But first of all, a lot of times, like Apostle say, first God had to clean her up first. Same thing with me, got to clean me up first. God has to clean every one of us up first so he can take control, so the Spirit can have you where you need to be. But if you holding that garbage and that trash is still in you, he can't work with you because you're still holding something back. You're still holding something inside of you that you haven't got rid of. You're still holding trash, garbage, whatever you want to call it. Because if when you look back, your life was a garbage disposal. It was in there getting chewed up and it's still in you. Your garbage disposal ain't clean. Think about it. So we need to understand that when we get our lives in order and get things together, we need to understand that God is going to be there. And we need to understand where we're coming from when we go to God. What do you need? What do you want? Look at Laban and the cattle and the goats and stuff when he took all the spotted ones. He took all the bads. Look at, not Laban, but Jacob. Jacob took all allegedly bad stuff, the ones with the spots. Why did he do that? Because the Spirit told him to do that. And what happened? He wound up with the stronger herd than Laban. You can wind up with the stronger herd too. You can wind up with the best. But you got to listen to God. You got to come forth. And a lot of times we got to step up. Because right now in this day and time, on what's going on, all you got to do is look around the world. All you got to do is look outside your door. There's always something. There's always something going on. You got the weather topsy-turvy, and you got people topsy-turvy. So look at it this way. Look at the world. So you need God now more than ever. You need to come to whoever's listening. You need to come to the Lord now more than ever. Because of the fact of the matter, you don't know if your number is called at any time. And then that's with anybody. So get yourself right. Get God into you. Learn what to do. Get into a Bible-based church. Talk to someone if you have to. Get to know a church. Get to know someone. Get to know someone who's saved right along. Get someone to know that to help you spiritually. They ain't got to help you monetarily and stuff. Let them help you spiritually. Let them help you and guide you to God. And this is what it's all about. Come to the Lord. The Lord has a way of making us pure, making us God has a satisfying feeling to you spiritually. Your soul will be so much better. Your life will be better. And see, this is what I'm talking about. Life, your soul, your spiritual being will be a lot better in the world today. See, we don't know right from wrong when it hits us in the face. We're supposed to, but some people just go wrong. I don't know why, but they do. So we need to understand, how do you want to live? Do you want to live in chaos? I guess you want to live in chaos all the time. No, you don't have to be that way. You don't have to be that way, because God doesn't want us to be in chaos all the time. He want us to have smooth sailing. He want us to come out. He want us to come to heaven where ain't nothing happening, where all we can do is praise him and sing holy songs and be in good merriment and cheer. But everybody want to be hell raisers. Everybody want to get into something. See? And you know, and all this do is complete yourself. Yeah, I talk to myself on this thing. You know, I don't worry about it. You know, but people has to get along to get somewhere. We have to learn to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. If you don't love yourself, then you don't love your neighbor, because you don't love yourself. And that's what goes on today. And we need to understand, you know, we know that in this country today, in the United States, everything is, well, confusing, uprising, hellacious. Well, you know, we got it all going on now. You know, our quiet time is over. Yeah. The peace is over.
No,
so all we know is we can come to Jesus and get our peace. Our peace will always be in God. And that's what we need to understand. Our peace will always be in God. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, listen, how many of you out there today, you've been off focus? You've been off focus. You haven't been focusing on what God wanted you to focus on. You got a chance to call this number, 347-857-3925. Come on and give us that call that you need to call right now. Tell me you were off focus. We're going to pray with you that you come into focus, get your sight back. Let's say it this way. Get your sight back. You've been blind. You've been blind to the truth. You've been blind. And there's so much more God wants you to do for him that you haven't done, that you can't even see yourself doing, okay?
Come on, 347-857-3925. Now, you can call us now while we tell you about our event that's coming up with the incomparable Pastor Diane Dungey, the Carriers of the Glory. And we want you to come at January the 20th, 2018 now, and it's at the Holiday Inn Express, 3601 West Burley Boulevard, Tavares, Florida. And the zip is 32778. And you come and have an experience with the Glory Carriers. This is what you want. And we have Evangelist Maggie Paul from Titusville, Florida. And we have B. Benjamin from Eustis, Florida. And, of course, none other than Dr. Porter will be there. Yes, 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 we'll be there. Amen. And manifesting his glory. We will be there manifesting his glory. And this is not just something you do or nothing, but this is going to be an experience. It's an experience for everyone, and we want you to be there. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to be there to experience his glory, because you've been going around so long with trials and tribulation. And you've had a weight. You've been having heavy weight on you. But it's now time to let it go and experience his glory. That's what we want you to do. And that's January 20th, all day long, 10 to 3 p.m. All right, we're going to have a time. Yes, yes, yes. Now, we're not charging you anything, because this is an experience, and we are launching to you and you, a new experience in the Holy Ghost as a carrier of his glory. I expect you there now, and bring a friend with you. Bring an enemy with you if you want to. But when that glory begin to set in, on in there, they won't be your enemy anymore. Oh, I want to see you and you there. Remember now, we are not charging, but now let's be real. We're going to have a free will offering. So make sure you have your money in your pockets. Don't come with your no empty pockets, okay? We're going to still get a free will offering, okay? Yes, you're going to be there, aren't you? Because you are a glory carrier. Huh? Did you hear what I say? You are a glory carrier, and I expect to see you there. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, did you hear that word from Apostle Porter? Especially that glory carriers, they're going to be there bringing forth the word, and you see nothing but the glory of God. And I tell you, I come in expecting for that awesome word. I come expecting to see people heal, deliver, set free, and come into Christ. I tell you, you see in that earlier word that she gave, the sight of the mind, I tell you, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. So you know what? If you set your mind and coming on January 20th and you continue saying it, you will find yourself right there. So you know what? One thing I always hear apostles say, if you change what you say, you will change what you see. Because that mind is so powerful. Just like God created, we are the little G's, and we can create. So create today. Bless the woman of God today. Say, woman of God, I thank you for the word that you continually give us over the years. Woman of God, I thank you for even praying for us, allowing God to use you, because she don't take the glory. She do not take the glory for herself. She do exactly what God tell her to do. I can tell you that. Okay? She don't step outside of God. Bless the woman of God today and see if God won't turn around and bless you. Just like how you see Jacob, just like how you see Jacob now. Jacob wasn't innocent when he got there by Laban now. You know how he got there by Laban. But you know what? God still turned around and blessed him. God still turned around and blessed him. So you know what? You see Christ today. And we're expecting to see you on January 20th. Let me give it to you again. January 20th, 2018, at the Holiday Inn Express. And that address is 3601 West Burleigh Boulevard, Tavares, Florida, 32778. Put it in your GPS and find your way here. So you know what? Go ahead, look for that plane ticket, that train ticket, or that bus ticket. Or you know what? Get together with a group and say, we're going to see the glory carriers because we want his glory to manifest in us. And, you know, the host definitely is our very own Apostle Porter. We have Pastor Diana Dungy coming all the way from Katy, Texas, Maggie Paul from Titusville, Florida, and B. Benjamin from Eustis, Florida. So come on, enjoy yourself in that glory. Oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. Just come expecting. But you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit, and you can listen to each and every segment that she has put on there. Let me tell you, all you got to do is hit play one time, and it will continue playing all her broadcasts, and it'll continue playing until you hit that stop button. You can go to sleep. You can wake up with it playing. Bless so that you also can be blessed. I heard it said about that person that would pray and ask God for money to bless. Be a blessing to someone else. You can also visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and that's LOGION internationalministries.com. Hit that donate button and bless the woman of God today. If you enjoy this broadcast, sow a seed into the broadcast. God is an awesome God. And if you don't know Christ today, if you do not know Christ today, don't let it be a day that you go out that you don't say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me, I have messed up. Lord, help me. I would like you to come into my life. Be sincere of what you're doing. Be sincere. Just like how you out there sincerely sinning, be sincere to come into Christ. It is never too late, and he is a merciful God. He is a forgiving God. So today, accept Christ into your life. And please, don't sit home and say, I'm going to watch church on TV. I have church on TV or church on Facebook. Get into a Bible-believing church today. He said fellowship. He didn't say sit home and say, I'm going to watch church on TV. Pay your tithes that is due unto him. Pay it. He just asked for 10%. You keep the 90. That's to show you how good of a God that we have. He didn't say pay the 90 and you keep the 10. So you be blessed today and hope to hear you on here tomorrow asking for prayer or giving your testimony on what God have done for you. Know today that there is a God. Be blessed, and may God continue to keep you.
my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
and my wife.